Time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland
Radio.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
It here on a midweek Wednesday night. It is warm. It is July. It is a holiday weekend ahead. Brandon Tabman alongside Trendon Prophet. We got Kirk Hillman in studio. American Legion Baseball here on KNCA. It is presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. And also want to thank Kirkwood and Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Well, we're in Seneca tonight, post 21, as they play host to Doniphan County, post number 55. Again, Crendon, Brandon, Kurt, all with you. Thanks again. We are getting closer and closer to the first pitch. We'll have the lineup cards here momentarily, but let's talk about both these teams. Crendon, of course, let's start with the home team, Seneca, just trying to get on track. 9 consecutive losses coming into this one tonight. They are 7-11 overall. But just kind of a quick outlook, what we've seen from Seneca so far.
Yeah, they started off the season really well, 7-2 through their first 9 games. After that, they lost 9 straight. They went on a rough patch. You know, they've already lost Doniphan County this season. They lost 11-10 the first game, lost 13-3 in the second. That first game went 8 innings. This team's just, again, kind of struggling in those early goings and just finishing up those ball games.
Yeah, Doniphan County posts 55 on the other side. 9-7 is their record. They are 9-5 in league action. Both these teams are coming off defeats in doubleheader sweeps on Sunday earlier in the week. Seneca, they lost to Corning 6-1 and 3-1. Doniphan County on Sunday, they were swept at Marysville. Those were low-scoring pitcher duels. It was 2-1 and 3-2, those final scores from, again, on Sunday. Well, both these teams have very good athletes and certainly players that we're going to keep an eye on once we get to the high school sports seasons here in a matter of a month and change. But Doniphan County, we have seen them already. This is our first crack seeing Seneca here this summer.
Yeah, no, and we mentioned Seneca, you know, this team, they have not only Seneca players, but also a little bit of Sabetha players. That's Sabetha didn't fill the team this year for Legion. So, you know, they got a lot of great athletes out there on the field. Really, the record right now doesn't truly reflect how they are as a team. 7-11, this team could definitely, you know, make that run at the zone tournament and, you know, try to make some noise there at state tournament. So this is a very good team. We know Doniphan County, they have a lot of great athletes from the region that they take part of. And so, yeah, you're really going to see them succeed throughout the season and really every season that they try to collect and play ball.
Yeah, we're not far away from the end of the regular season and the zone tournament coming up here in just a couple of weeks. On American Legion Baseball back here on KNZA tonight. Again, it's brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Also want to thank Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha. They are offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And then don't forget, as always, post-game coverage after tonight's game. We'll have our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. Let's go through the lineups here as we are getting closer to the first pitch against Seneca hosting Doniphan County. We'll start with the road team on the scoreboard. That is post number 55 out of Doniphan County. Dustin Veach, he bats first. He'll be in center field. Cooper Everly is at shortstop. He will bat second. Logan Blevins, the pitcher, he'll bat third. Beckham Griffin in the cleanup spot, he'll be in left field. Ryder Davis, he bats fifth. He'll be at second base. Hayden Paulina, the catcher, he'll bat sixth. Luke Bennett's in right field. He'll bat seventh. Taven Clary, the first baseman, bats eighth. Kobe Kaler at third. He will bat ninth. And Preston Pace, the extra hitter, rounding it out for D.C. here tonight. On the other side for Seneca, post 21, Caleb Heenick, the second baseman, he'll lead it off. Jack Mackey follows in the two-hole. He'll be at third base. Evan Olberding bats third. He'll be at shortstop. Sam Nordis in the cleanup spot. He'll be in center field. Reese Garrity bats fifth. He is the extra hitter tonight. Derek Wirtz, he bats sixth. He'll be at first base. Caden Peterson is the starting pitcher. He will bat seventh. Levi Thomas, the catcher, he will bat eighth. Camden Schmitz in left, he will bat ninth. And Caleb Strothman, the right fielder, rounding out the Seneca Post 21 lineup. Again, for Doniphan County tonight, Beach in center, Everly at short, Blevins pitching, Griffin in left, Davis at second, Paulino catching, Bennett's in right, Clary at first, Kaler at third, and Pace is the extra hitter. Henick at second for Seneca, Mackey at third, Olberding at short, Nordis in center, Garrity the extra hitter, Wirtz at first, Peterson pitching, Thomas catching, Schmitz in left, Strothman is in right. Step aside for a timeout, first pitch right around the corner here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hot days and cool nights may be comfortable, but they often bring strong storms. Make sure your growing crops are protected with hail and wind policies from Farmers Mutual Hail. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance can explain options to help you develop the best plan. Enjoy the cool nights without the worry. Call Roy at 785-284-7611. That's 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Getting set for the first pitch here in Seneca. Post 21 hosting Doniphan County Post 55 American Legion Baseball tonight. Here on KNZA, I'm Brandon Tam, and we got Crinan Prophet, Kirk Kilman, part of the broadcast team as well, as we are getting set for the first pitch. Seneca, the home team here today. It is a warm, it is a humid style evening, a light breeze blowing out towards the corner in right field. As Doniphan County Post 55, the away team will lead things off with Dustin Beach, Cooper Everly, and Logan Blevins. As Seneca will start Caden Peterson in this game here tonight. Seneca, green jersey tops, yellow numerals and lettering. We got the gray pants as well. And then Doniphan County, the light blue, all uniform tops and bottoms, red numerals and lettering. They are trimmed in white. All right, Crinan, about set for the first pitch here today. Maybe a few keys to tonight's game.
Well, I'll tell you, a big key here for Doniphan County is immediately at the top of their lineup. You talk about Dustin Beach, Cooper Everly, Logan Blevins, Beckham Griffin, just 4 straight guys that come out and bat really well at the top of the order for Doniphan County. So for Peterson here, it's really important to get out and get out early, especially against a guy like Beach. We know when Beach can get on base, he's practically already on third. He can steal second and steal third. He can manipulate where the pitcher gets that ball out. So again, Beach is a hard guy to keep a track of when he gets on base. Everly, he's a good hitter in the second hole. And then Beckham Griffin, and again, he was hurt most of the high school year this season, but he comes in and wants to bat a very good Legion year this so far. We haven't had a chance to see a lot of Seneca, so again, Seneca, they're trying to snap a big losing streak right now of 9 games. They lost to a sweep against Doniphan County earlier on in this season, so again, you expect a lot of players to step up, but again, all of it starts here from the bump with Peterson. We've seen a lot of pitching play not be quite as clean as you want it so far this year from a lot of the teams. So I'm sure here for Seneca, they want a clean start from Peterson.
Well, you mentioned Dustin Beach, the center fielder, leading things off here from the left side of the dish. Caden Peterson gets his final daps from the infield teammates, and we are set to rock and roll here in Seneca tonight. Just glad to be a part of your Wednesday nights as we are now set for baseball here on KNZA. The first pitch dialed up at 6:01, and it's outside to Mr. Beach for ball one from Caden Peterson. And here we go, Seneca and Doniphan County here tonight. 1-1, no strikes. Again, it is a warm evening here in Seneca. There's a called strike on a fastball upstairs, and Beach now at even par at 1-1. A little bit open on his stance. Crinan, of course, just mentioned the speed that Beach has, one of the elite base runners in the state of Kansas this past spring for Doniphan West, as another one is taken for a called strike, and quickly Beach behind it, 1-2. Now a time called by the umpire. He'll step up. Beach a little choked up on that bat from the left side. Where's jersey number 8? He swings it through, gets it back above the left shoulder. Peterson Chance at a strikeout here to begin the game. The 1-2 is a late swing, and it's just lifted out into shallow left field, and it drops in for a hit, and then Beach rounding first, tripping up and falling down. Might have kept him from going to second base. He was certainly eyeing a double, but either way, he is okay, and that is a leadoff single for Donovan County.
Yeah, that was a good rocket shot there. Just popped up nicely out into the short left beyond the dirt infield track. So, yeah, great hit by Veach. Great location on the ball that just got over Jack Mackey at third base.
Yeah, it was an off-speed pitch. Kind of ran inside, and he just kind of, don't want to say a lazy swing, but there certainly wasn't a ton of power behind the swing, but just waited on it and just went opposite field with the shallow fly ball and the leadoff single. So let's see if Veach stays his normal course, goes aggressive here, but a time called by the umpire, and Caden Peterson will reset as now he faces Fort Scott Community College commit Cooper Eberle. Veach does have a pretty good lead over there at first, being held on by Wirtz. Runner takes off, pitches a called strike to throw, a one hopper, tag applied, but not in time, and a stolen base for Dustin Veach.
Well, you can say that probably a couple more times this broadcast. It really hasn't broke there. Every time we've seen Veach, well, he's found a way to steal a base.
No balls, one strike here to Eberle. He bats from the right side. Veach once again playing a little pickle out there with Peterson, and that next pitch is a little bit low and outside, and it's evened up at one ball, one strike. So a good chance here for Donovan County to strike first, a runner at second base, nobody out. Peterson now out of the stretch, and he'll step off. Boy, what Veach does to opposing pitchers on the base pass, you can certainly see it's mind tricks. It's kind of his own little game out there. He kind of fakes a run to third. Now this one is pelted out towards left field by Eberle. Running back is Schmidt, and that baby's going to one-hop the fence. Veach had to hold to make sure it wasn't going to be caught, but he's waved around third, and he will score. It's an RBI double by Cooper Eberle, and two batters in, a 1-0 Donovan County lead.
Yeah, that was a great hit there already. Fireworks going off for Donovan County. Back-to-back hits by the Donovan West Mustangs players. Of course, Veach now entering his senior year. Eberle going to Fort Scott. Man, that was a great hit there by Eberle to score his teammate from the Mustangs.
So a single, a stolen base, and then a double. That one-hop defense in left field. And now a meeting in between home plates and the pitcher's mound with Thomas and Peterson, and Donovan County's off to a really good start here tonight in the top of the first, a 1-0 lead. Eberle at second base. Now we see the pitcher in Logan Blevins. He'll bat from the right side. He wears jersey number 5. Peterson out of the stretch, glancing back at second. Eberle not much of a lead over there, and the first pitch is going to be hit well on a line drive out towards the gap, and it drops in left center for a base hit. Eberle rounding third. He will score. 3 consecutive hits to start this game for Donovan County. That's an RBI single by Blevins, and the lead is 2-0.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you start off, on the right page there. Back-to-back runners in scoring positions on second base and being able just to locate that ball into such a great place. Throwing it out in the alley there by Blevins, that was a great hit.
So here is Beckham Griffin, the cleanup man, playing out in left field to start. A 2-0 Donovan County lead, still nobody out in the first. Blevins at first base. Now here's a ground ball to the right side. Henick at second. Underhands there for one. Chance for two. In time, the play is made. Good stab by Wirtz at first. Just what the doctor ordered for the Seneca defense. That is a 4-6-3 double play. And just like that, two outs in the inning.
Yeah, that's exactly here what Seneca needed to kind of cook up, just a quick double play to kind of shut down a little momentum on Donovan County's side. I mean, you mentioned you got back-to-back RBI hits, and, you know, Donovan County already taking the 2-0 lead, just try to shut it down with some defensive plays.
So here is Ryder Davis, the second baseman, off-speed pitch outside by Peterson for ball number one. So a single, a double, and a single, and the first three batters for DC out to a 2-0 lead, but then a ground ball 4-6-3 double play. Now has nobody on and two outs here in the top of the first. Here is the 1-0 to Mr. Ryder Davis, and that one a little bit outside as well. It's 2-0. Well, you got to feel pleased if Ryder Davis does end up getting out here. Seneca gets out of the inning. I mean, obviously, Donovan County glad to score, but considering how it started, would be somewhat of an abrupt ending. Chance at a big inning, but Seneca just trying to limit it to the two right here. Two balls, one strike here on Davis. Umpire resets. Peterson now freshly out of the windup, and he'll fire way up and in, now 3-1. With Hayden Paulino in the on-deck circle. Again, these two teams playing for a third and fourth time this summer here tonight. Played not that long ago, less than 2 weeks ago, as that next delivery is in there for a called strike, and it runs full here on Ryder Davis. But back on June 22nd, Doniphan County, the sweep over Seneca, 11-10 in 8 innings, and then followed that up with a 13-3 run rule. Now, this one is lifted high in the air, right field, playable for Strothman. He'll eye it up and make the catch above his head to retire the side. But three consecutive hits to start and RBIs by Everly and Blevins, and Doniphan County, 8-2 lead. We go to the bottom of the first inning here in Seneca. Seneca coming up right after this.
Highland Community College has been named an Opportunity College and University by the prestigious Carnegie Classifications, recognizing HCC as a national leader in student success and long-term economic outcomes. Start your journey at a college that puts your future first. Whether you're earning a degree or learning a trade, HCC delivers real results without the big price tag. Close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, where opportunity begins.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter agents.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. Also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Kirk Hillman in studio, Crittenden Profits to my left, Brandon Tabman right behind home plate here in Seneca. We go to the bottom of the first inning, and Doniphan County, Crittenden in the top half of the inning, 2 runs on 3 hits.
Yeah, and I mentioned that. That was like one of the keys I, you know, talked about coming in this game is the top of the lineup. I mean, that's the danger factor from Doniphan County. They really stacked that top of the lineup with some great athletes. And their whole, you know, everyone on that lineup is a great athlete, but you really got some of your bigger and better hitters, you know, up at the top. And that's why you make them to the top of the order for that reason. And Seneca, all you have to say here is try to be the same thing. You know, try to get a good going here with Caleb Henick and Jack Mackey, Evan Olberding, and Sam Nordis all here in the top four to get things going. And then for Blevins, we know Logan Blevins is a great pitcher, you know, comes from Troy. Actually, in junior high, was also at Doniphan West, so, you know, was at one point teammate there with Everly and Beach. But, yeah, no, you expect to, you know, try to get a good outing from your pitcher here if you're Doniphan County. If you're for Seneca, you know, that's, you expect your top of the order to try to perform.
So a 2-0 Doniphan County lead is we're set to start the bottom of the first inning here in Seneca. And we were right about 90 degrees at first pitch. Certainly probably feels a touch warmer for the athletes on the field here tonight. As Crittenden just mentioned, Caleb Henick, the second baseman, leading things off for the Seneca Post 21 squad here tonight. As Logan Blevins, yes to the first sign from Hayden Paulino, and the first pitch in the bottom of the first inning is inside for ball one, and the bottom of the first is underway. So Henick, Mackey, and Olberding do up here for Seneca in the first. And the 1-0 is a ground ball to the right side. Davis at second on a nice hop over to first in time. And just like that, 2 pitches, and they ground out to second base.
Yeah, simple play, but those are the plays that you need to make. Davis, great job just scooping it up and an easy throw and toss to Claire at first.
So a good start here for Logan Blevins. Here is the third baseman and Jack Mackey. And we'll talk about it, I'm sure, throughout the broadcast, but of course we're not far off from our Pigskin Preview magazine dropping on the shelves. And there's a swing and a miss by Mackey. He'll fall behind at 0-1, but a lot of these guys in the Seneca roster, I literally just wrote the Nemaha Central story just about 24 hours ago. And a lot of these guys are heavily mentioned in what Nemaha Central is getting ready to put out on the gridiron here in 2025. Mackey's certainly one of those. He'll be one of the better tight ends in the Big East, no doubt, as he watches a 1-1 skip in the dirt for ball two. Of course, we'll see Caleb Strothman at the bottom of the lineup. Nemaha Central's leading returning wide receiver. 2-1 on Mackey. Here's the pitch. Good spot on the outer edge, and it's called strike with the fastball. Now 2 balls, 2 strikes. Donovan County, a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. Base is empty, one out here, 2-2 on Mr. Mackey. Now he watches one a little bit inside, and the count runs full, 3-2. Of course, Nemaha Central, their bid for a three-peat, dashed in the title game a year ago in Hutch. As that pitch is low and outside, ball four. Good at bat for Jack Mackey, and the first base runner of tonight's game for Seneca Post 21.
Yeah, terrific at bat there for Jack Mackey. Stayed patient on it after taking the first pitch for a strike after fouling it off, and then was able to keep patient and got to the 2-2 and full counted it and was able to wait on it.
Here is Evan Olberding, a shortstop for Seneca with Mackey at first base and one out. And the first pitch by Blevins is outside. Good stab and movement there by Paulino to keep it in front. And Olberding jumps out in front. It's 1-0.
And Paulino, he's going to be a great athlete that returns this year to Donovan West to help out that offensive line unit.
He is a brick behind home plate on the diamond as a good cut there by Olberding. He fouls it back into the netting. And the count evens up at 1-1. In a beautiful night, it is warm. Hopefully everyone's, at least some people are already probably out enjoying. It's going to be a lengthy holiday weekend. Next pitch by Blevins took a little bit off, and it caught the outside edge for a called strike, and now Olberding is in protection mode. It is 1-2. So you got Mackey at first base with one out here in the bottom of the first. Donovan County, a 2-0 lead. Blevins sets, fires, runs up and in, and now 2-2. Count on Olberding. Last year, the Seneca squad didn't play as many games as a lot of the other teams in the league. They were ousted in the zone tournament going 1-2. As a fire over to first base by Blevins and back safely, the head first slide is Mackey. And a 2-2 pitch set to be delivered to Evan Olberding. Here it is. He fouls it back into the net and stays 2-2. Good hearty cut, just barely caught a piece of it to stay alive.
Yeah, stop the order right now. They're making it work against Blevins, and like I said, Blevins is a great pitcher, so Seneca, again, that's the key here is to get to stop the order up and getting hot.
Somewhat of a decent lead at first, not much of a threat to run, and now another one lifted high in the air, but foul. So a third foul off here by Evan Olberding, and we'll try to get it. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Donovan County started tonight's game with 3 consecutive hits. Got him out to a 2-0 lead. Mackey takes off for second. The throw is high, and he is safe. Davis at second, backing it up nicely to keep it from going out into center field. And that pitch missed the zone. So now 3-2 on Olberding, and Mackey's up into scoring position with one out.
Yeah, we saw the same thing from Donovan County being able to get Veach on second base after he was able to rocket it into the alley for the run to score, and here, same thing.
Yeah, speaking of alley, that one drops into the gap in left center. It's cut off nicely by Veach, and he cut it off so well it held Mackey at third base. So really a positive for both sides. It's a single by Olberding, but Veach played it so well out in center and got it back in quickly, kept Mackey at third.
Well, if you think Veach's speed only works on offense, you're shortly wrong. It also goes well for the defense there. So, again, that quick cutoff holding off Mackey on third base, that could help prevent a run maybe for this inning ends.
So a chance here for Seneca to get on the board. They have him at the corners with one out, and the first pitch to Sam Nordis is taken for a called strike. And in the process, Olberding taking second base without a throw. So a base hit now could tie this game up. That also took away a potential double play. The 0-1 by Blevins. Fastball missing outside, and it's 1-1. So you got Mackey at third, Olberding at second. One out in the inning. Donovan County's lead is 2-0 here in the bottom of the first. 1-1. Another one that skips away, gets to the backstop. Here comes Mackey, and he charges in safely standing. And it's a wild pitch, and Seneca's first run on the board. It's now a 2-1 game.
Yeah, one of those scores you just don't want to give up. Unfortunately, there for Blevins, just a little out of control, wild pitch, getting behind. Polino, at least playing it decently well off the backstop and only allowing the one to come through.
So a 2-1 game now. And in the process, Oberdang, and now that one is hit well out into left field for a base hit, and that's going to tie the game. Boy, right under the glove of Kaler at third. It was a rocket shot off the bat. And just like that, a 2-2 tie with still only one out in the bottom of the first.
Yeah, I mean, you asked me about keys for this game. It's about the top of the orders, you know, getting going, getting hot. And here's Seneca. They've done that well. After, you know, the ground out to the second baseman from Hanek, you've just seen success. Mackey getting the walk, Olberding the single, and then Nordis now being able to get the RBI knock. So, yeah, great hitting here from the top of the order.
Here is the extra hitter tonight. That is the big lefty, Reese Garrity. First pitch, he'll watch tail a little bit outside for ball one. So just like that, Seneca responds and has tied the game. Here in the bottom of the first inning, it's 2-2, and they still have one on and one out. Levin sets the 1-0, and it's hit way out towards right field, and it's going to one-hop the fence. Boy, that was a frozen rope over the head of Bennett, and it's going to keep the runner in Nordis at third, but it is a double to right field by Reese Garrity. And the line continuing to move here in this bottom of the first for Seneca post 21.
Yeah, and again, you got another beautiful baseball game. Mentioned it, it's about 88, 90 degrees. We got 9 mph wind coming out of the south, so it's pushing to that right corner, about 330 on the right. Dent center is 340. So again, good hook out to the right to get that double there from Garrity.
Derek Wirtz steps in, fouls away the first pitch back into the netting, so it's going to be 0-1 here on Derek Wirtz. But a double just a moment ago by Reese Garrity. He is at second base. Sam Nordis at third. A 2-2 tie here between Seneca and Doniphan County in this bottom of the first inning here in Seneca tonight as Blevins fires one in there, just missing a little bit high and away. Now 1-1 here on Derek Wirtz. A base hit could really extend this out a little bit for Seneca. High chopper left side, just barely foul. Played right on the second hop on the bag at third by Kaler, but just a touch left of the line. So now the count for Derek Wirtz is 1-2. So Doniphan County, three consecutive hits to start the game in the last half inning. You have had four productive at-bats in a row here for Seneca, and there is a swing and a miss and a huge strikeout on an off-speed pitch that dug down into the dirt, and that is out number two. And now it's up to Caden Peterson here for Seneca.
Yeah, and that's the kind of quality pitching you can get from Blevins, his ability to work the fastball and also throw in an off-speed pitch there to get the K.
Really trying to keep this at a 2-2 tie as the first pitch to Caden Peterson is fouled away for strike number one. So Nordis at third, Garrity at second. Two teams offensively both out to good starts here in this one tonight. Blevins in this scenario going out of a windup, and now a ground ball reaching out the third baseman Kaler. Long throw, high throw, and it gets away from Clary. And everybody's going to be safe. A run is in. Seneca takes the lead at 3-2. A good job by Kaler to get that ball into the glove on a heavy reach to his left side, but the throw sailing away. And now Seneca leads for the first time tonight. It is 3-2.
Yeah, that's real unfortunate there for Kaler. Again, you mentioned it. He played it really well. Just could not get the on-the-line throw that he wanted first.
So a 3-2 Seneca lead. They're at the corners. Garrity stopped at third. And, of course, right now Peterson at first base. First pitch here to Levi Thomas in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Thomas, the lefty, going up against Logan Blevins, a right-handed thrower. That pitch is taken a little bit low. Now a throw down to second. The tag applied. No, we missed the tag, did Eberle. Well, I wasn't sure if Paulino was going to take a stab at second, considering the runner at third, but, boy, it was on time, but Eberle just missed the tag, and Peterson up into scoring position.
Yeah, that was definitely a close non-tag.
And now this one is hit well. Line drive into right for a base hit. Thomas comes through, one comes in, Garrity scores, Peterson follows with two outs. Another two runs are in thanks to a two RBI single here by Levi Thomas.
Man, Seneca's doing a great job here of getting some early fireworks ongoing to me. Again, I'll go back to it. The first pitch delivered to Hanek, you know, it goes out to the second baseman for the out, and then right after that, Seneca just really got going there. You talk about the three straight hits. I mean, Wirtz did K there, but still with two outs, productivity continues here for Seneca, and, man, they were already on a good going early on.
Looks like we'll see a courtesy runner as well for Mr. Levi Thomas at first. That's going to be Charlie Rottinghouse, who will now be the runner at first base with two outs here in the inning, but a five spot being put up here by Seneca. And we get to number nine in the order, the left fielder in Camden Schmitz. Well, Doniphan County got off to a good start. Seneca is off to a great start here offensively. So here's the lefty in Schmitz, and the first pitch is low and inside. Now Paulino throws down to first, and back in time safely is a courtesy runner in Rottinghouse. So the count 1-0 here on the left fielder in Camden Schmitz. But a 5-2 Seneca lead. Two outs, one on here in the bottom of the first inning. There's a called strike. Good frame job there by Paulino on the outer edge. And the count evens up at 1-1. Blevins out of the stretch. Once again, not much of a lead at first base for Rottinghouse. And now next delivery off speed a little bit outside. Now 2-1. Not many clouds in the sky. It is, I would say, best described as mostly sunny skies. Paulino's throw down to second. It's a one-hopper, and in there safely is Rottinghouse with a stolen base.
Real surprising here. Paulino's not making those, throws to second on time. I mean, through the regular season, through high school, man, he was just such a great catcher. He had every snap. Kind of terminology there, but just, he played every single inning, every game behind the plate and did a great job. And looks like we also have a balk that's going to allow Thomas to go to third.
So a balk is called right there by Logan Blevins as he was addressing to throw that next offering here. And now it's on the way, and it's a heavy swing, and it's fouled straight back by Camden Schmitz. And the count's even 2-2. So you got the courtesy runner at third base with two down, a 2-2 count here with Seneca leading at 5-2. Really put it on here in this home first. Doniphan County just trying to survive and get out of it. Good swing, fouled away, so it stays 2-2. Going down the lineup, huge hits in the inning by Sam Nordis, also Levi Thomas, driving in two just a moment ago, and now this one is popped up and fouled out of play. So Schmitz battling here with Rottinghouse, courtesy runner at third base. Blevins just going out of the windup here, not worried about that runner at third. He'll fire. And it's in there for a strike three call on the inside part of the plate. So the second strikeout in the inning for Blevins, but Seneca more than does some damage. They take a 5-2 lead into the second inning. It's American Legion Baseball here on KNZA.
Summer is here, and it's UV Safety Month. Protect your skin with broad-spectrum sunscreen, SPF 30 to 50. Wear protective clothing, sunglasses, and seek shade during peak sun hours. Stay hydrated and monitor skin changes. For expert advice, book your appointment with Tiffany Engelken, certified nurse practitioner at Holton Community Hospital, Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, Sabetha Community Hospital, or Hanover Hospital.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GN Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball continuing here tonight in Seneca. Crendon, Brandon, Kurt all with you. Very entertaining and productive first inning for both sides. More so for Seneca. They lead Doniphan County 5-2 as Caden Peterson is back to work. And the first pitch in the second inning to Hayden Paulino, a little bit high for ball number one. And Crendon, Doniphan County, a little work to do still early, but down three.
Yeah, no, plenty of work to do here. And, man, Seneca did a great job responding to Doniphan County's early two-run lead that got going from the top of the order. But again, Dauphin County, you saw how the top of the order got going. Now it's a chance for the bottom.
Here's a 1-1 pitch to Paulino, and he lines it down the third base line, but it was fielded well by Mackey. A long throw across the diamond, and Wirtz stretching as far as he possibly could to get that one secured for the first out here in the second. So a nice play by both Mackey and Wirtz for out number one.
Yeah, an amazing play there by both of them. Mackey, a great job being able to throw it there on the line. Wirtz, a terrific job of being able to stretch himself out. He didn't initially make the tag with his back foot. He actually had to, you know, stretch himself backwards and then, you know, bring that heel down. But again, great athleticism showed by both players.
Here's the right fielder, Luke Bennett. Takes one outside for ball one. Bats from the right side. Wears jersey number 9 as Peterson fires, and it's a foul off there behind home plate. And it's 1-1. So Dauphin County down 3 here batting in the away second inning. Seneca a 5-run spot in the bottom of the first on 4 hits. Dauphin County 2 runs on 3 hits in their first inning. Good pitch there on the outside part of the plate. A called strike on a fastball. Now Bennett needs to keep an eye out at 1-2. But a good bounce back here to start this second inning for Caden Peterson. As this one is hit to the shortstop and Olberding on a nice high hop. He is very good over there, and he makes a nice accurate throw to Wirtz. And just like that, 2 up and 2 ground outs here in the away second.
Well, could have been an understatement on that play that Olberding just made. I mean, he just threw it, turning his body off 1 foot in the air. So, man, Olberding, great athleticism showed there on that play and to get that throw to first. So we have seen back-to-back well defended outs here. And, man, the cast of the infield here has been really great for Seneca.
So Peterson a chance to go 1-2-3, and Taven Clary swinging a miss at an off-speed pitch there, and he'll fall behind at 0-1. But I was talking about Peterson there before that ground out by Bennett, but I was going to mention how Peterson gave up 3 consecutive hits in the top of the first inning, and now he has retired the first 2 in the second. So in that sense, obviously a good turnaround there for him, as that one is taken outside for a called ball. Now 1-1 here on Clary. But Peterson, an opportunity to get our first 1-2-3 inning, and there's another good off-speed pitch inside that swung on and missed, and it is 1-2.
Well, for the most part, it's been his infielders and outfielders kind of helping out a lot, so for him to get a strikeout here, that would go a long way.
Looking for that first K, took a little bit off and missed a little bit outside. Good eye by Clary, and it's now 2-2. Paulino a ground out to third. Bennett's a ground out to short. Clary right now a 2-2 count. Now a slow roller to the left side. Mackey cuts it off, and the throw is high and safe at first. So Mackey at third, fielded in front of Olberding at short. The throw was off target, and jumping was worse. And then he tried to do the little swing around tag and maybe catch the backside of Clary, but unsuccessful. First error by the Seneca defense, and that'll bring up Kobe Kaler.
Yeah, just an unfortunate error. Don't want it to turn into any more runs, though, if you're Seneca.
First pitch here to Mr. Kaler is a little bit outside for ball one. So a 2-out base runner. That is Clary. Doesn't have much of a lead, but Wirtz still holding him on. A 5-2 Seneca lead here. And now this is hit right back up the middle, and one hops in front of the center fielder in Nordis for a base hit. That moves Clary up to second. And Kaler, a 2-out single.
Yeah, for Dauphin County, I mean, punish the fact they just erred and allowed you to get a runner on base and not in the inning. Try to get those, a 2-out rally going.
And now it's up to the extra hitter, number 10 in the order. This is Preston Pace. So 2 on and 2 outs here in the top of the second inning. Dauphin County trailing here at Seneca, 5-2. First pitch was high to Pace, so it's 1-0. Well, certainly you want to get this out, because if you keep the line moving, you get it back to Dustin Beach, who is waiting patiently in the on-deck circle. Off-speed pitch a little bit outside, now 2-0 here on Pace. Now, if I'm a coach communicating with Pace, at this point I'm telling you, don't swing yet. Make him throw you a strike. Try to put the pressure on Seneca here with 2 outs. That next pitch outside gets away. Runner and Clary takes off. Throw down to third. It is wide, but Mackey able to keep it in front. And that's going to put a runner at third base now with Clary. Kaler was able to hang on over there at first, so now they're at the corners.
That was definitely a dangerous throw to make there for Thomas. I mean, that was really off the line to third base. He was really lucky that Mackey was able to get it, because if that was just an inch outside of the glove, That would have been an easy score there for Clary to come through home.
But now Pace, the count well in his favor at 3-0. Peterson sets at the belt, glancing ever so slightly back to first. And that pitch is high, ball four. So we go back to the top of the order. The bases are loaded. After a couple of groundouts in air, followed by a single and a walk, I've loaded the bases here for Doniphan County. They're down three here in the second. It's 5-2. But here is Dustin Veach, who led off the game with a single, a stolen base, and a run scored. Peterson will go out of the windup here, and he bends one in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1.
That's a great first pitch for Peterson to attack a guy at the top of the order like Dustin Veach. You got to get going early on because Veach is a guy who can stay patient and put a red light on himself.
Next one inside. He slides out of the way of it. And now one ball, one strike here on Veach. So the bases loaded. Clary at third. Kaler at second. Pace at first. Doniphan County trailing here in the second, 5-2. Now a high chopper. Pass Peterson on the mound. It's over to second for Hienick. On to first in time to get Veach for the out. So after a two-out error, Doniphan County loads him up, but they leave him stranded. So we go to the bottom of the second here in Seneca. It is a 5-2 Seneca lead here on KNZA.
Kime TS of Cepeda is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Cepeda, we make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Cepeda.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Stick around for our postgame. We'll have our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. We are a little bit away from that. Of course, we're in the bottom of the second inning here in Seneca. Right now, Crendon Seneca, a 5-2 lead over Doniphan County. They put a little two-out rally together, did D.C., following an error by the Seneca defense, but Seneca getting out of it as Doniphan County left them loaded.
Yeah, no, and that all got going because of the error that was made from third base, and that right after that error, you had the single from Kaler, you had the walk by Pace, bases got loaded, Veach had a chance, but then he just grounded out the second base, so yeah, big chance for fireworks there, and Doniphan County couldn't get it.
So Seneca, 5-2 lead. First pitch to Caleb Stroffman. A bunt attempt, but he fouled it away. So he starts behind here on Blevins at 0-1. So a three-run lead still intact here for Seneca. Post number 21. Stroffman, number 10 in the order, playing out in right field. And he waits on this breaking ball, and he lifts it out towards left field. But Griffin, a few steps towards the gap, and he makes a shoulder-high catch for out number one.
Well, we saw the same thing at the bottom half of the first inning there for Seneca, where Enoch came up and it was the first out, and then we saw Seneca got going. So here for Blevins, you just want to stay ahead of your batters and, you know, try to get those outs early on.
So back to the top of the order, second time through. Here's Caleb Enoch. He takes one high for ball number one. He started the bottom of the first inning with a ground out to second. And now batting here in the second, with it empty on the base pass and one out. Fastball skips in the dirt there. Now two balls, no strikes. Here on Hienick with Mackey also due up in the inning. Five runs on four hits for Seneca in that first. They have a 5-2 lead here on DC. Now the next pitch outside, and it's 3-0. Missed with the fastball. So Blevin certainly wants to keep it at a three-run mark. And that one just outside, ball four. So a four-pitch walk to Hienick, and he's at first base with one out.
Yeah, and we are following the exact same trend that we saw in the last inning for Seneca. First batter gets out. Next one comes up, walks. If we keep that going, here it'd be a hit. It was last time Olberding who had that hit. Mackey last time walked in the first.
So here is Jack Mackey, a walk and a run scored in that first inning. And the first pitch he'll take, a called strike on the outside part of the plate. And it's 0-1. So you got Hienick at first base with one out. Bottom of the second inning, Seneca with a 5-2 lead as they're trying to snap a lengthy losing streak. Breaking ball bends in there for a strike, and quickly 0-2 on Mackey.
Yeah, so far a good bounce back here by Blevins. Four-pitch walk the last batter, and now Mackey's on the 0-2.
A somewhat lengthy look at first base, where Hienick resides, and now the 0-2, a swing and a miss. Blew the fastball right by Mackey for out number two.
Man, that was a good pitch selection there by Blevins. He saw the breaking ball right there on the 0-2, brought the heater right down the middle, all gas there, and that was the look at the K on Mackey, and already two down with a runner on first.
That is the third strikeout here in the early going by Blevins. Runner takes off. Here is Olberding, and Paulino can't secure it from glove to hand, and that'll get Hienick into scoring position with two outs.
Yeah, and so far, Seneca's been pretty good with runners in scoring position, 3-4. Let's see what Olberding can do here.
One ball, no strikes here on Olberding. A single and a run scored in that 5-run Seneca first. Now he lifts one foul territory behind home, and it gets out towards the fans down the first base line. And one ball, one strike here on Evan Olberding. So you got Hienick at second with two down. Donovan County trailing here in Seneca. It is 5-2. Now a throw back to second, and boy, bang, bang. But safe is the call by the infield umpire. And Hienick just back under that tag with a head first slide.
Man, that was a great throw by Blevins back there, and that was a good applied tag by Davis. Just not big enough of a leadoff there from second base.
1-1 fastball missing outside. Two balls, one strike here on Evan Olberding. Very good defensive shortstop for Seneca. Base hit could add to this 3-run lead. That one fouled straight back. Good swing. Just didn't get a lot of it. And now two balls, two strikes. We were talking a little bit ago after that first inning by Seneca. The production, of course, they were very good with runners in scoring position, putting up that five spot. And obviously with two outs here in this inning, same scenario with a runner at second. Pitch to Olberding. Outside. Three balls, two strikes. It runs full. Well, the first time these two teams played, they went 8 innings. Donovan County escapes with an 11-10 victory. They followed that with a 13-3 win in game two. And there is a pitch that runs inside, ball four. So a two-out walk to Olberding. It is the third walk issued by Blevins. And now with two outs and two on, here's the cleanup man and Sam Nordis.
Yeah, we saw Sam Nordis last time. Big RBI single.
The runners at first and second with two down. First pitch by Blevins. Fastball missing outside, and it's 1-0. As Crendon mentioned, RBI single by Nordis in the first, which drove in Olberding. Jumps out in front here 1-0, and now a late swing at a high fastball, and it's fouled straight back right into the netting. So now one ball, one strike. Nordis, the center fielder in the cleanup spot tonight, wearing jersey number 25. Also rocking that protective gear on the left foot as he bats from the right side. Blevins sets the 1-1. It is outside. Kicks away from Paulino. He secures, but not in time as both runners advance. So now they're at second and third with two outs. That probably goes down as a pass ball. Pitch was a little bit low, but just kind of kicked away from the glove of Paulino. And now another one that he has to reach for this time. And now three balls, one strike to count on Nordis with Garrity in the on-deck circle.
Good snag there by Paulino, being able to get off his feet up high there, prevent a wild pitch.
Two outs, runners at second and third. Here's the 3-1. It is outside, ball four. And the bases are loaded here for Seneca with two outs in the second inning, trying to add to a 5-2 lead. And for the second time in as many innings, Donovan County will have a meeting on the hill. Yeah, this is a big spot in this game, good sir.
Yeah, it's an early rough going here for a pitcher like Blevins. Already, he's got three strikeouts on the game, which is a good stat line, but unfortunately for himself, he's already given up five runs, a chance to give up more here. Looks like it was just a quick conversation, maybe to settle him down, but man, this is a big situation. We talked about the loaded bases there for Duncan County, what that could do. But Seneca, they have a chance that they could spot possibly two, maybe three, even maybe four runs here with this big at-bat coming up by Garrity.
Well, Garrity certainly has the home run pop because we saw him lace a double, a one-hopper off the fence in right field in his last at-bat, or his first at-bat, I should say. But a good start here for Blevins, a fastball called strike, and it's 0-1. So a big spot in this game. Seneca, a 5-2 lead here with two outs. They have the bases loaded here in the bottom of the second inning. No balls, one strike. Blevins out of the windup. He'll fire. It is up and in. Ball one. So you have Hienick at third, Olberding at second, Nordis the runner at first for Seneca. They started the summer 4-0 and 7-2, but since then they have lost nine consecutive games. There is a big swing and a miss there, and now Garrity just has to find a way to put it in play. It's 1-2. Blevins grinding to try to put up a zero in this inning for Doniphan County. Here is the 1-2 to Garrity, and he fouls it down the left field line. One hops the fence next to the dugout, and we'll try it again at least one more time at 1-2. He bats from the left side, the old school style, no batting gloves. And that one runs inside and hits him on the right hip, and a run scores. A little bit of pain taken by Garrity, but credit the RBI, and a run is in to make it 6-2.
Yeah, you'll take that run if you're Seneca. You know, you have to get hit a little bit by it, but now you take the 6-2 lead. Now you like to, again, try to keep extending it. So far, all runs, only one so far scored here, but with two down, Seneca again trying to get a rally going, two outs on the board.
Oh, they're still loaded up. A run is in. 6-2 Seneca. And here is the first baseman in Derek Wirtz. And now he puts a bat on ball and lifts it to shallow left center field. And that drops in for a hit. One run is in. Two runs are in. And stopping at third is Garrity. And a monstrous two RBI knock there with two outs. And the lead extends now. It is 8-2 here in the home second.
Man, Seneca's had a really great day here as a runner in scoring position, 4 of 5. Wirtz, great job there, being able to pick it up for the two RBI single, getting two there to score Olberding and Nordis. Garrity, great reach to get himself to third base.
And now runner takes off towards second. This is Wirtz, and he's caught in a pickle, and I think he was trying to get his DC defense off kilter here because, again, the runner at third is Garrity, and Wirtz just having a little bit of fun out there. Why not? Your team's up 8-2 batting here in the second inning. As Blevins sets on the rubber and fires it into Peterson, and it's in there for a called strike. And in the process, Wirtz gets up to second base without a throw.
Yeah, and the reason for that is because Garrity out there on third base. So Paolino put that in the back of his mind and was able to, he pumped the first one, realized I shouldn't throw it.
0-1 to Peterson outside, 1-1. So three runs have scored in the inning. It is an 8-2 Seneca lead. And they have him at second and third still with two outs. And now this one is lifted out towards right field, backing up is Bennett, but he eyes it up and makes the catch for the out, and that retires the side. So three more runs put up by Seneca. They have an 8-2 lead here at home over Doniphan County. You're listening to American Legion Baseball here on KNZA.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Sun's out, toys out. Whether it's your boat, ATV, jet ski, or side-by-side, make sure it's covered before you hit the throttle. At SBS Insurance, we protect your summer fun with customized coverage that moves with you. Play hard, ride smart, insure it first.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball presented by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. ContiS Trucking up Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And don't forget our post-game coverage later on. We'll have our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. Brandon, Crin, and Kurt all with you here on KNZA. We go to the third inning here in Seneca. It's been all Seneca, Crendon. 8-2, their lead over Doniphan County.
Yeah, both teams saw the same situation in the second inning. Bases loaded, two outs. Doniphan County couldn't get it to work. Veach ground to second, but you saw the production with the two outs there by Seneca. They were able to get their three runs. They, again, had good at-bats and patient batters.
And a six-run lead now for Mr. Caden Peterson as his 0-1 pitch to Cooper Everly was a little bit outside to make it 1-1. So you got 2, 3, and 4 here in this Doniphan County lineup. Batting here in the top of the third inning as another one runs inside. 2-1 here on Everly. Logan Blevins, Beckham Griffin will follow. Doniphan County, they got plenty of innings still to work. It's still early on, but going to have to battle back right now being down 6 runs. There's a called strike. Now 2-2. Everly very patient, of course, playing collegiately next year over Fort Scott Community College. And he lifts this one out towards right center, and boy, how about that piece of hitting on a 2-2 pitch? Pitch that was outside the zone. He just reaches out, uses a little bit of muscle, and lifts it out to shallow right center field for a leadoff single.
Yeah, he's 2-for-2 today. Everly, he's a great player. Again, he's not only going to Fort Scott to be a shortstop, but now they're trying to work him into being a pitcher up there as well. But not only does he play for Doniphan County, he also does play summer baseball as well at a more of a higher level. So he really gets a lot of experience over this summer, but he really wanted to stay with these group of guys and work with him. He's been here since his freshman year. So yeah, he's an all around athlete, but he's a tremendous baseball player.
Yeah, be shocked. Didn't try to maybe swipe a bag here in this run. He doesn't go there. First pitch fastball missing outside to Logan Blevins for ball number one. So again, Doniphan County trailing here in the top of the third inning in Seneca. It's 8-2. But Everly, a leadoff single. He is at first base. And a 1-0 count here on Logan Blevins. As Peterson sets out of the stretch, belt level, couple glances. And the pitch is a ground ball, left side. Could be a double play opportunity. They go to second for one, throw to first, not in time. So productive defensive play as Mackey fielded it third, got it to second to cut off Everly. And Blevins will take over at first base with one out.
Well, again, that defensive infield so far for Seneca, they have been shut down. And apart from the one error that was made by Mackey, it is they have been playing very well.
So one out, one on. Here's Beckham Griffin. Runner takes off. This is Blevins. The throw is wide of the target. And a head-first slide as the dust flies into the air towards the outfield safely. Blevins in scoring position with one out.
Yeah, it was a great decision there by Blevins. Last time he was on first, he was thrown out on the 4-6-3 double play there at the first, second out in the first inning. So for him to be able to eliminate that double play, get himself on second, that's pretty massive.
The 0-1 here to Griffin. He fouls it straight back. Good heavy swing there, and it's quickly 0-2. Beckham Griffin, the Riverside Cyclone. And you mentioned how crucial he was for the Riverside baseball team just a few months ago. Missed some time with an injury, but the stats did not lie for how good Riverside was when they had him in the lineup. Now he waits on a breaking ball and hits it to the opposite field, down the right field line, and running towards the line is Stroffman to make a very nice defensive play for out number two.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. The defensive from the infield all the way to the outfield has been, yeah, just all consistent here today here for Seneca so far. Stroffman, great play, being able to run down that right line and make that catch.
Can Ryder Davis come through with a runner at second and now two outs? 8-2, Seneca by 6 in the top of the third inning. Peterson fires, and a line drive base hit out into left field. Over Olberding, it's short, and that is a two-out RBI single by Davis. And Doniphan County within 5, it's now an 8-3 game.
Yeah, great job there by Davis. Davis coming up and taking that first pitch. Great pickup. Saw the fastball, barreled it right in the middle of the end of the bat. Yeah, just overall terrific at that there by Davis.
Need a lot more of that if you're Doniphan County. They're within 5. It's 8-3. But a good two-out hit there, cutting into it just a touch. And now the inning continues with the catcher in Hayden Paulino. Davis at first base. Peterson looks at him. Another glance at him and fires it to Paulino, and he hits it out towards center field, fairly deep. Nordis on the way back a few steps, but he does tee it up, make the catch to retire the side. A two-out RBI single by Ryder Davis. Doniphan County gets one on the board, but they still trail here in Seneca. Our score, 8-3. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hi, this is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, very few things give me more joy than seeing patients restoring their health. When patients are eating healthy, exercising regularly, sleeping restfully, losing weight responsibly, and thinking positively, it is extremely rewarding. These are all things we can control and are all things we emphasize with our patients. If you are willing to make some lifestyle changes, you can restore your health too. This is what we specialize in, so call 284-0088 to let us help you today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, new pitcher here for Doniphan County as we go to the bottom of the third inning here on KNZA, American Legion Baseball. Seneca, post 21, leading Doniphan County by a score of 8-3. So the second pitcher here in tonight's game being utilized by Doniphan County, it is going to be Brendan Deming, who came off the bench, did not start out there defensively, so Blevins' night is done after two innings, and Brendan Deming will take over here as he'll try to keep this thing at a five-run deficit. As we're kind of just talking to ourselves here, myself, Crendon, of course, Kurt chimes in every now and then in our ear, even though we don't want him to, but just trying to settle down a couple defensive changes here. Beckham Griffin, it looks like he is at first base now. Kobe Kaler is out in right field. And it appears to be Blevins, of course, who started the first two innings on the hill. He'll be defensively at third base with Deming now on the hill. Still Paulino catching, Eberle at short, Davis at second, Bennett's in left, and Veach is the center fielder. So the final warm-up toss here for Deming, trying to keep his team within that five-run mark. Seneca, five in the first, three in the second. They come up here for a third time in the home third, bottom third of this order with Levi Thomas, Camden Schmitz, and Caleb Strothman looking to add to an 8-3 lead. So here we go. Brendan Deming on the hill now for Doniphan County. And the first pitch by Deming, the right-hander, skips it in the dirt, ball one here to Levi Thomas, and the bottom of the third inning is a go.
I always love when players bring out the old pencil bat, the old trusted number two.
Yeah, we see that quite often. When's the last time you used a legit number two pencil?
Not very often.
Okay. There's a called strike. Good fastball there. Now one ball, one strike here on Thomas. He had the big two RBI single with two outs in that five-run first inning for Seneca. Second at bat leads off the third here against the new pitcher in Deming. That one got away. Two balls, one strike on a pitch well outside. So Seneca again, nine consecutive losses coming into this game tonight. A few of those games have been close. They played Corning close their last time out, but got swept in the two games. Here's a ground ball on a high hop, and it ricochets off Griffin's glove at first and out into right field for a hit. So a leadoff base runner here. Good piece of hitting by Levi Thomas. And that brings up Camden Schmitz.
And that's why they call it the trusty number two. But again, Thomas, yeah, great job being able to locate the pitch and get it down the right line.
We'll see Rodinghouse again, courtesy runner for a second time. Well, it was an incredibly hard hit. Probably would mark that as an error. Or are you thinking base hit?
It did go over Griffin. So, I mean, I would reckon that that'd probably go down as a base hit for Thomas, just where it was put to. But again, I'm not a professional scorekeeper.
I don't think anybody here is a professional scorekeeper, but So a base hit by Thomas. There's a called strike to Camden Schmitz as Deming has to work out of the stretch now fairly quickly. It's always tough for the righties looking back at first base. Deming fires an 0-1, a little bit outside. And one ball, one strike here on Camden Schmitz, who struck out looking in his first at-bat here tonight, which ended that lengthy bottom of the first inning where Seneca put up a 5-spot. Seneca's lead is 8-3 as they bat here in the home third. There's a swing and a miss. Good inside pitch there. One ball, two strikes now on Schmitz. Courtesy runner Rodinghouse at first base, running for Levi Thomas, who's been on in both of his at-bats. Deming, a couple glances, about a 2.5-step lead. Griffin holding. Here's the 1-2, and it's hit high in the air, foul territory, left side. And Blevins in front of the dugout makes the catch for the out. His hat flew off in the process, running over there to make the grab. That'll bring up Caleb Strothman.
Yeah, good job there by Blevins being able to locate it. You mentioned the hat flying off, running out towards the dugout, but thankfully the sun way behind him, so that's not much concern. The wind's not going too heavy out there to his left, so, you know, it was easily playable there for him, and he made the good catch.
So runner at first, now one out. Here is Strothman, who steps in. He lined out to left in his first at-bat tonight. He thought about showing bunt, pulled it back, and the pitch is outside for ball one. Now Seneca trying to add to a 5-run lead here in the bottom of the third. They scored 5 in the first and 3 more in the second. Those 3 in the second, all with 2 outs. And a bunt attempt there. He missed everything. Now a throw down to Griffin at first and not in time as Rodinghouse is back in there safely. Now Strothman's count evened up at 1-1. Let's see if he continues the trend of showing bunts. Trying to get that runner up into scoring position. Third baseman and Blevins playing a little bit more in. Griffin at first right now holding on the runner in Rodinghouse. He doesn't show bunt. A fastball missed outside. Now 2 balls, 1 strike. You mentioned that sun out towards left field. Certainly has more of an issue for us and the patrons more so than the players here in this game tonight.
That's why you wear a pear shade.
Doesn't always work out that way. Now another bunt shown. He missed everything, and it's a called strike. And in the process, Rodinghouse courtesy runner up into scoring position. He'll get to second without a throw.
Well, so far, Seneca, 4 or 6 when runners are set up in scoring position. So good chance here for Strothman.
Yeah, they have been good in that category here in the first couple of innings. That's why it shows a 5-run lead for him at 8-3. Here's a 2-2, and it's low for ball three. So Strothman working a nice at-bat here as Caleb Hienick in the on-deck circle. Runner at second base and one out here in the bottom of the third. Deming sets, kicks, and fires, and it's outside. Ball four, and it gets away back to the netting. And that allows Rodinghouse to go second to third. So now they're at the corners with one out here in the inning. First walk issued by Deming. And now back to the top of the order here with Hienick, who has walked and scored and has also grounded out.
Yeah, you're now getting into trouble here. And, you know, it was the bottom of the order that Deming gets, you know, given that when he comes in. You know, that's a gift there to be able to come in for relief and get the bottom of the order.
Paulino's throw to second is cut off, and now a throw coming into home and not in time. The runner is safe in Rodinghouse. So a little bang-bang play, Strothman to second. And the run is in to score to make it 9-3. Paulino tried to pick off the runner in Strothman at second. It was backed up by Davis, and then Davis from behind second threw it home as Rodinghouse took off and just beat the tag to make it 9-3. Now runner at second base, still one out. The 1-0 pitch to Hienick, a called strike on the inside part of the plate. Now 1 ball, 1 strike.
Yeah, we saw last time Paulino, you know, he pumped it when trying to make that throw to second, decided not to throw it that time. He released, and great recognition there by Rodinghouse to take off from third.
There's a late swing and a foul off by Hienick. Now 1 ball, 2 strikes. Now Seneca keeps the trend alive, scoring in every inning to this point. Their lead is 6 at 9-3.
Well, if you want to break and snap a 9-game losing streak, your big word there is consistency. It's finding consistency through the 7 guaranteed innings, well, not guaranteed innings, but, well, the regulation innings that you get in a game. So being able to, get good runs to be scored and play good defense.
There's a called strike, and down goes Hienick for out number 2. Good off-speed pitch by Deming that just broke over the outer edge. A big second out in the inning. Now it's up to Jack Mackey with a runner at second. That's the first strikeout for Brendan Deming. Just dropping at second, 2 down, 9-3 Seneca. First pitch by Deming to Mackey is a little bit low and outside for ball number 1. Mackey, a walk and a run scored in the first. He struck out swinging in the second. Deming sets, holds it in front of the chest level, and fires in one a little bit high, and it's now 2 balls, no strikes here on Mackey. That's from the right side. He wears jersey number 13. So right v. right matchup here. Check swing, fastball in there, though, for a called strike, and it's 2-1. Deming checking that runner at second. It's Strothman. Seneca has tallied one here in this inning to extend their lead back to 6 at 9-3. Runner takes off. Here's the pitch, and it's going to be fouled away. Maybe a hit and run was dialed up there. Strothman has to go back, and the count evened up on Mackey at 2-2.
David Seneca's done a great job running the base past 7 steals already in this game, being able to get that second base and put yourself in scoring position, man. That helps you go a long way for your offense.
They've been good with runners in scoring position. They have been good with 2 outs. And there's a beautifully placed curveball on the outside part of the plate called strike 3. And Deming gets back-to-back strikeouts to end the inning. But Seneca adds another as Levi Thomas scores on a stolen base and the lead extended back to 6. 9-3 Seneca. We go to the 4th inning. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Moral Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Moral Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Time CS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Stick around for our post-game. We'll have our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. All right, now here in Seneca, they have a 9-3 lead on Doniphan County as we go to the top of the 4th inning. Caden Peterson back to work, and his first pitch to Luke Bennett runs up and in for ball 1, and here we go, inning number 4. Doniphan County down 6. Fastball outside missing. 2 balls, no strikes here on Bennett. He grounded out to short in his first at bat of the night back in the second. Clary and Kaler also do up in this inning for DC. Peterson out of the windup, 2-0, is a ground ball to the shortstop. This is Olberding to his right, deep in the hole, long throw, it's wide, and the runner is going to be safe in Bennett.
Yeah, Olberding, I mean, he had a nice scoop there off the grounder, just didn't take enough time to, you know, set himself and collect it for that throw to first. I think if maybe he would have given himself just even a half a second, he could have collected himself a little better, made a more tighter throw to first.
So Bennett's at first base on the throwing error. Here's Taven Clary. Takes fastball outside, ball number 1. Clary reached on an error in his first at bat. back in the second inning, but finished that inning stranded on third. Donovan County down six here in Seneca. It's 9-3 as they are batting in the top of the fourth. Nobody outs and a runner at first. There's a throw down to first, and back in safely is Luke Bennett.
Yeah, don't forget that this bottom of the order, they loaded the bases back in the second inning, and then they went up to the top of the order to Veach, but Veach unfortunately grounded out to second base when runners loaded.
Here's a 2-0 by Peterson, lifted high in the air. It's going to stay on the infield. It's going to be orbiting the shortstop, and he dropped it, but I think they called the infield fly. Let's see if we can figure this out. So the infield fly, so Bennett will go back to first. And Olberding, right hand at the hip, kind of dangling the glove in the left, as some would say might have got a little too cute with that one. Either way, despite the drop, it is out number one.
Yeah, no, you'll definitely take that first out here. But Kaler, last time up, he had a single.
Now let's see, Kobe Kaler. Now he hits this one well down the line and left. It's going to be fairly shallow. A diving catch attempt is going to be a little bit short by Schmitz. He can't make the catch. And now they have to get the ball in quickly, and now a long throw to second as the runner in Bennett is back in there safely. So it's going to be a single. Boy, that would have been an incredible catch by Schmitz. He would have been able to secure that one, but nonetheless, two on and one out here for Preston Pace.
I know Schmitz wasn't lost in the sun, but I definitely was. I couldn't quite see where he was going to, but yeah, you mentioned the great dive there by Schmitz out to his right side. Just unfortunately for him, not able to get it. You couldn't tell for a second, but it just went a little behind him.
So 9-3, Donovan County has got two on and one out. The first pitch to Preston Pace is called strike to make it 0-1. So you got Bennett at second, Kaler at first. Kaler now 2-for-2 tonight with a pair of singles. Now the umpire walking towards the Seneca third base dugout, discussing something with
so they're pointing at the crowd. Not really sure what the umpire is. Well, now he's discussing with somebody from the bleachers.
I heard the umpire say smoking a cigarette.
Oh, well, that was the first thing I saw. Oh, well, not a cigarette, but a sign when I came in, but don't smoke young lungs at play. So definitely don't be smoking around here.
Maybe someone decided to light a dart behind home plate. I don't know, but that's kind of a gangster move. But either way, we're back to it. And a fastball missing upstairs here to Preston Pace. Now 1-1. So again, getting you caught up after the cigarette break. 9-3 Seneca. Batting here, Donovan County trailing in the top of the fourth, but they have two on and one out, and there's a good off-speed pitch that is swung on and missed by Pace. And he is now down in the count at 1-2.
Yeah, save the lighter for fireworks. You got a couple days.
Yeah, we still. I don't know about you, but people have been lighting off fireworks in my neighborhood for like four consecutive nights, and I was like, we weren't even in July yet. Fireworks were coming out. Now fireworks here with a base hit to center field by Pace with two strikes. Runners only advanced 90 feet. Now they're loaded up with one out. So Pace comes through on a 1-2 pitch. He lifts one out into center field as Bennett goes to third, Kaler at second. Now the second time in three innings, Donovan County has loaded them up. First time out, they could not convert, but now one out here for Dustin Veach. Redemption time for number 8. He'll watch fastball sail upstairs, and he'll start in front, will Dustin Veach at 1-0. Big opportunity here. They're loaded up for DC, down 6, 9-3, batting in the fourth. And a check swing, and it missed outside. 2-0.
Well, Veach is a great player when it comes to being able to stay patient. He had above 1,000 OPS during the season.
He was very, very good statistically. There's a nice breaking ball that bends back in on the outer part of the plate. Called strike. Now 2-1. That was a big pitch there by Peterson. 2-1 sounds a lot better than 3-0. And the 2-1 is a foul off here. So now 2-2. Everly in the on-deck circle. Donovan County trying to put something together here with one out. They have them loaded up. They are down 9-3.
Be massive here if you can get Eberle to come up again. A Fort Scott commit You know, he plays summer ball not only just for Dauphin County here, but also for more of a higher, more collegiate level of summer ball. So, again, to get him up with bases loaded, that'd be massive.
That would be massive, no doubt about it. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a ground ball to the shortstop, orbiting field, second for one, and that's all they're going to get. So productive on both sides, out recorded, but a run scores. RBI by Veach. It's now a 9-4 game.
Yeah, you'll take that at bat there from Veach, and you know, thankfully he's got that speed under his feet to be able to beat out any possible double play throw to first base. So yeah, you mentioned Veach down first, Kaler on third, and a big at bat here coming up from Cooper Eberle.
So two outs are at the corners. It's now a 9-4 Seneca lead. As Eberle does step in, 2-for-2 games so far, a double, a single, and a run scored. Big chance to continue to chip away. There is a throw to first, another close play, but back in safely is Dustin Veach. Peterson sets, glancing back towards Veach, again, two outs in the inning. They're at the corners. Here's the pitch. It is outside for a ball. They do make the throw to second, and it kicks away, and that's going to allow Dauphin County to get another run in. So they try to get Veach on the stolen base attempt, and it kicked away from second, and Kaler comes trotting in from third to make it a 9-5 game.
Well, there's your mistake trying to catch Veach. He's not an easy one to catch, and that's already a second steal a game.
So Veach into scoring position with two outs. There's a called strike here to Eberle. Now one ball, one strike. So two runs have scored. Dauphin County within four at 9-5. The 1-1 here to Eberle. Oh, tough swing. It gets away. And now the runner and Veach able to work his way up to third base. Boy, he thought about maybe trying to dash for home, but thought otherwise as Thomas got on it quickly. Now the count, one ball, two strikes here on Eberle. That was a really good pitch by Peterson. Really kind of had Eberle off balance there. He chokes up on the bat a little bit. Runner at third, two outs. So 1-2 pitch here coming by Peterson. Here it is. It's going to be lifted foul off speed. Eberle caught it, waited on it. Still a little bit behind that swing, and it stays 1-2.
So far, Eberle today, 2-for-2. He's already got an RBI with Veach. He's scored him from second all the way in the first inning.
Now this one is popped up left side of the infield. Mike Skip Mackey into foul territory. Now back into fair territory. Makes the catch to retire the side. But Dauphin County getting two on the board here. And we continue to go back and forth a little bit. But right now, it's still Seneca leading. We are halfway into this one. It is 9-5 here in Seneca.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling from Bank of Blue Valley, a division of UMB Bank for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Call or email one of our bankers today. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of UMB Bank N.A., member FDIC, and Equal Housing. Lender.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halfway in, halfway to go here in Seneca. It's American Legion Baseball here on a KNZA. Crin and Profit, Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tabman with you. Seneca, a 9-5 lead over Dauphin County as we continue on into the bottom of the fourth inning.
Yeah, and, you know, finally we're starting to see a little consistency there from Dauphin County, getting some scoring going for Seneca. They have scored in all three innings so far. Their last inning, they finally had their leadoff man get on. That was Levi Thomas. They're able to still get one run to come through. Not their most productive inning, but still a run to score anyway.
Evan Olberding steps in, fouls away the first pitch by Brendan Dimming. So 0-1 the count here on Evan Olmerding, 3, 4, and 5 in the Seneca lineup. Nordis and Garrity also do up, trying to extend on what is now a 4-run lead at 9-5. Deming working his second inning. He bends one in there, but it's a little bit high. And the count now on Olmerding, 1-1. He has been very productive tonight with a single, a walk, and a couple of runs scored. Deming out of the windup, right v. right matchup here, and now a ground ball under the glove of Deming, fielded behind second. Everly, good defensive play over to Griffin for out number one. College-level defense.
Yeah, took kind of the words right out of my mouth there. Collegiate-level play there by Everly, a great scoop, a track down the second base back just behind, and a good quick dart throw to first. That's what you want to see from someone who's going on to the next level.
So a ground out for out number one. Here's Sam Nordis, who has also been very productive in a couple of bats here tonight, as Deming kicks in the windup and fires it through, and it's a little bit out. Nope, caught it. It's a called strike. Kind of spoke a little bit ahead of that pitch. But 0-1 the count on Nordis. He singled in a run in the first and then walked and scored in the second. One out, base is empty. Bottom four here in Seneca. They lead Doniphan County 9-5. Deming's next pitch is a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Took a little bit off.
Yeah, we saw Deming. He ended that bottom of the third really well. The back-to-back K's, one swing in, the last one looking there by Jack Mackey.
Logan Blevin started, pitched the first two innings, and then Deming came on in relief. Here is a ground ball, opposite side. This is the second baseman, and a hard throw to first. Davis to Griffin. And a couple of ground outs here to begin the bottom of the fourth inning.
Yeah, that was a real short, slow roller there to Davis, but Davis stayed patient on it, and he did not hurry himself through the collection process and the throw to first. He was able to stay patient all the way through.
Kind of going back and looking, we have yet to see a 1-2-3 inning. All right, now two up, two down, so Deming could be the first one to tally that stat, as his first pitch to Reese Garrity is a little bit high for ball one. Garrity, a double and a run scored in the first, and then was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded in the second. 1-1, no strikes, 2 outs, nobody on. Here's the pitch, and a ground ball to Everly. Fields it nicely, takes his time, directs the throw to first to Griffin for the out. So 3 ground outs in our first 3-up, 3-down inning here in Seneca tonight. We go to the fifth inning here on KNZA, Seneca 9 and Doniphan County 5.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harling at Harling Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help you. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harling Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here on a Wednesday night, as we are inching closer to a holiday weekend, Crendon, Kurt, Brandon, all with you. It's been a good one here tonight in Seneca as they lead Doniphan County 9-5. Crendon, as we go to the fifth inning of play.
Yeah, and Doniphan County doing a good job here. They've scored 3 runs in their last 2 innings. They've found some production. Again, a lot of that being helped out from the bottom of the order, being able to get themselves on base. But now here you're getting to the meat of the middle, and this is where you want to see some production here for Doniphan County.
Now, Caden Peterson back to work. He has pitched all 4, now into the fifth. Obviously good when your starter can get this late into a game, and Peterson trying to keep this 4-run lead. As Logan Blevins takes the 1-0 up and in, now 2 balls, no strikes with Beckham Griffin and Ryder Davis do up as well. Meaty part of the order at 3, 4, and 5 for Doniphan County. And the 2-0 is fouled straight back, now 2 balls, 1 strike. Well, Davis, an RBI single in the first, and he reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the third. Each team has scored in three of their four innings. Seneca has just had a couple more crooked numbers. Next pitch low and outside. Now 3-1. And Seneca wasted little time. 5 in the first, 3 in the second, and 1 in the third. And for Doniphan County, 2 in the first, 1 in the third, and 2 in the fourth. There is a swing and a miss on a 3-1 pitch. Fastball right by Blevins. And now the count is full at 3-2. And Peterson sets and fires his 3-2, and it's lifted foul. As I like to say, cars beware. Oh, that hit something?
I
just heard something outside.
I believe it was the roof that shades over the bleachers.
There you go. Another 3-2 here to Blevins. It is in there for a strike three call on the outside part of the plate. That battle won by Peterson, and that's the first out here in the top of the fifth.
Yeah, no swing there by Blevins. Great pitch by Peterson. Nice fastball and good delivery.
What if I told you that is the first strikeout for Peterson in this game, pitching into the fifth?
Yeah, no, he's been a real contact pitcher through this game, but he's had so much help from his defense from the infield and outfield, so really those strikeouts haven't been much of a matter here.
The 1-0 to Peckham Griffin is fouled away, so he evens it up at 1-1. Griffin grounded into a 4-6-3 double play in the first, then he flew out to right in the third. Well, he's been moved around to multiple defensive spots here in this game already. He's played a little bit in right, played it first in that last inning, now fouls it straight back, and it's 1-2.
Mind you also, Peterson, he's only really given up 4 earned runs, 5 runs total, but again, Bennett, he reached off of an error in that fourth inning when he came through and scored.
1-2, 1 out, bases empty here in the fifth inning of play in Seneca. They lead Doniphan County 9-5. Oh, there is a good off-speed pitch. Had Griffin fooled greatly, and down he goes swinging.
Man, now you're seeing a great paintbrush and execution here from the pitch from Peterson. He has done excellent through the four innings up to this point, and now in the fifth, now he's starting to put some things on his back, and you love to see that as a defensive mindset right there. See your pitchers are executing.
So 2-2 two down. Here's Ryder Davis. And he reaches out, lifts this one out towards shallow right center field, but playing it well, running in to make the catch is Strothman. And there is a 3-up, 3-down inning recorded by Caden Peterson. So we go to the home fifth here on KNCA, Seneca 9 and Doniphan County 5. It's American Legion Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball continues here in Seneca tonight. It is presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. And then also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Again, Crendon Prophet, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tabman, Seneca Post 21 coming up to bat here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Crendon leading Doniphan County 9-5.
Yeah, we've seen both teams now post 3-up and 3-down innings on each other back-to-back. So defense is starting to settle in here. But Deming, man, he's done a good job here. He's been on a really good roll. He has retired the the last five straight batters here against Seneca. So, you know, if Delphin County wants a chance to come back in this game, Deming has to keep playing a good quality baseball here from the bump.
Yeah, Deming came on to begin the third inning, replacing Logan Blevins, who pitched the first two. And, of course, a crooked number that Seneca put up in that bottom of the first inning, scoring five, and then had an 8-2 lead after two. Right now, going into the bottom of the fifth inning, the lead for Seneca is 9-5. As we have a little bit of a pause here, as Deming is kind of kicking it on the mound. Everyone's just kind of kicking it momentarily. Not really much warm-up going on for Doniphan County.
One thing I'd like to mention is for Seneca, man, they came out really hard, scoring 8 runs in their first 2 innings. They went 3 of 3 at their first 3 batters with runners in scoring position, and since going 3 of 3, they are now 1 of 5. So, again, trying to find a little consistency and some better batting here as you go to the latter half near end of this game.
All right, I'm just going to guess about what the holdup is here. I saw the home plate umpire walk.
Yeah, take a guess. While the airplane tries to cut you off here from above you.
Oh, airplane kind of flying fairly low over the field here. That was a cool sight, but it might be a bathroom break.
It could be.
For the umpire. That's my guess. Because he just walked away. Everyone's just kind of standing around as we're kind of chilling right now, getting ready to hopefully momentarily start this bottom of the fifth inning. And Kirk Kilman helping out here tonight. We appreciate it very much. Both of these teams, I think, only have... only 2 or 3
games left. Yeah,
games left, double headers. So, I mean, the zone tournament's right around the corner. Of course, Hiawatha hosting the AA state tournament here in a few weeks. So they are guaranteed. Hiawatha is a spot with them being the host. And team like Doniphan County, Corning, Seneca, those teams will fight, of course, for another spot in the zone tournament. Of course, we had a great time last year with Hiawatha and Corning being 2 of the last 3 teams left in that state tournament. And Concordia, of course, Iola won the tournament, defeating Hiawatha in the very last game. But you know, these teams, you look, really the most dominant team, one we really don't cover, it's been Marysville.
Yeah.
These two teams that we're watching here tonight as we continue to have this break for, again, our speculation, maybe a bathroom break by the umpire. Either way, we are kind of paused here, but just talking about what we witnessed last year. And Marysville, we talk about them, a team we don't cover, is these two teams, Seneca, Doniphan County, are combined 0-8 against Marysville this summer. They have both played Marysville 4 times. They have both lost to Marysville 4 times. They have been kind of the top team, you know, in this region. And then you look at, you know, a team like Seneca, which, you know, we see their lineup. We know the athletes that they have. It's crazy to think that they have lost 9 in a row. You know, Hiawatha, kind of the same thing. They have certainly had their ups and downs, you know. So I feel like a lot of these teams just have so many athletes, just for whatever reason, it's just been fairly inconsistent and up and down.
Yeah.
Everyone's just kind of beating up on each other outside of Marysville, who's just kind of beating up on everybody.
Yeah, it's really interesting because, you know, I've had a chance to see all of these athletes compete during the regular season in high school. When I was seeing them compete throughout the high school season, it looked really clean. There wasn't errors, and now kind of Legion set. Now things, you know, you mentioned it's kind of more beat up now, seeing a lot more pitching changes, kind of more uncleanly fielding. Again, these guys aren't out there practicing every single day. You know, they got other things going on. Of course, there isn't just baseball that goes over the summer. You also got your basketball camp. You got other things going on. So, you know, baseball isn't your main level of play that you're doing every single day, you know, practicing and getting work into. But I'll tell you what, and at the end of the day, I mean, there's so many great athletes out there on the field lot who are, again, I mentioned, going on to the collegiate level. Since we got some time here, I can actually talk a little bit.
Yeah, I'm just hanging.
Yeah, I got a little.
We still don't know what we still did not see the umpires.
I got a little time to talk. But on my way here, I was able to, when I got in, I was able to talk to Cooper Everly's mom and mention him going on to Fort Scott, a big athlete here for us in our coverage area. He actually, on the 16th of this month, he will be cleared to be a starting pitcher again, because I was kind of wondering. We haven't really seen him be up on the bump yet. That's because Fort Scott put a hold on him. He's not allowed to go out there and pitch. However, they did release him on Saturday to get 30 to 40 pitches in his game. So he can get up to 30 to 40. So I'm sure if we don't see him here in this first game, the second game, that's probably what will happen. He might get those 30 to 40 pitches. But again, that's kind of a limitation that the community college put on him. Fort Scott, they kind of, I would talk to him about, like, hey, we want you to kind of get more into pitching, which initially Everly wasn't for sure on until, you know, that end of the season tournament. He felt really confident with his pitching. He did a great job despite falling out of that regional tournament play. But, he's built a lot of confidence for himself. And as he goes to Fort Scott, he'll be trying to go shortstop, pitcher, and as well as a hitter.
Well, again, if you're just joining us, American Legion Baseball on KNZA right now in Seneca. Seneca leading Doniphan County 9-5 as we are still awaiting to start the bottom of the fifth inning. We still do not see the home plate umpire who exited the field after that last half inning. Again, my speculation was a bathroom break, but it's a fairly lengthy now bathroom break unless there's a line. I don't know. We're just kind of talking out loud here, but
I feel like you'd be able to skip the line a little bit.
if anyone had the right to cut somebody in line, it might be the umpire.
It looks like we're maybe getting ready to go back again. I'm seeing the coach is going over and talking to the other one now, Seneca's coach over the Doniphan Counties. And
yeah, we're not sure what the issue here is. Hey, let's do this. Kurt, let's take a break. Let's get a quick spot in or two here as we are awaiting to start this bottom of the fifth inning. We're trying to get an explanation, and hopefully we get back to some action again. Seneca leading Doniphan County 9-5. Back after this here on KNZA.
Highland Community College has been named an Opportunity College and University by the prestigious Carnegie Classifications, recognizing HCC as a national leader in student success and long-term economic outcomes. Start your journey at a college that puts your future first. Whether you're earning a degree or learning a trade, HCC delivers real results without the big price tag. Close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, where opportunity begins.
We all make plans for the future, but car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, back here on KNZA, American Legion Baseball, with Crittenden Prophet, Brandon Salmon, Kurt Kilman. Again, we have a delay here in Seneca as we are still waiting to start the top of the fifth inning with Seneca leading Doniphan County 9-5. And we do our chatting and speculating here. We think we might be having an umpire switch.
Yeah,
essentially.
There's a chance they could be changing gear with each other, maybe the home plate or perhaps the infield umpire, one of them getting dizzy, so they're just maybe switching positions there for themselves. That's at least what I was able to get a little bit of info from, but again, that's kind of more of a speculation. They're still waiting, but Deming, he just took a couple of warm-up pitches, but again, things just kind of being slow here. Both coaches talking to themselves, players mingling out in the second base here, dugouts just kind of being a little cheery next to each other. So again, this is something we haven't seen yet before.
Well, good time to thank some of our great Legion sponsors. How about that? C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Also want to thank ComTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And then don't forget our post-game, we'll have our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. So it does look like we have maybe a change with the home plate umpire. It is no joke, man. It is hot. It is.
Well, I'm only noticing
90-ish degrees. I mean, we might have lost an umpire, and we might be down to one.
Yeah,
which we have seen on occasion.
We have seen that before. I've seen it throughout a high school game too. I mean, you only need one umpire for these regular kind of season games to go through, but I know once you kind of get to the playoffs, you need those multiple ones.
Now, hopefully it's just nothing too crazy, but nonetheless, a switch behind home plate, and we're getting ready to start now the bottom of the fourth inning. And Okay, getting the word here. Appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Yeah,
got the word.
Yeah, so the official word there is the umpire who was initially calling behind home plate got dizzy. They're right now, they're getting them hydrated, so they switched it. So the one who was out in the infield is now switching behind home plate. So again, hoping all is well for the home plate umpire, and hope that he gets hydrated and gets himself back into good condition.
All right, well, here we go. As Brendan Dimming fires in the first pitch in the home fifth, and it's in there for a called strike to Derek Wirtz. After a little bit of a delay, we are back to it here on KNZA. Wirtz has had a nice night, a single with two RBIs. He also has a strikeout mixed in there. Seneca leads Doniphan County 9-5. Dimming's pitched well in relief, and next pitch tails a little bit outside of the right-handed hitter in Derek Wirtz, and now one ball, one strike. So Peterson and Thomas will follow in this inning. This is 6-7-8 in the Seneca post 2-1 order. But trying to snap a 9-game skid. They started 4-0 and 7-2, but right now a record of 7-11. Next pitch outside, now 2-1.
Shout out to Peterson real quick, who's up in the order. He went and got the umpire's baseballs and did that after that first pitch there.
Here is Dimming's 2-1, just a little bit inside. Now 3-1 here on Wirtz. You mentioned Dimming came on in relief in the third. He is retired the last 5 he has faced, but right now a 3-1 count on Wirtz, and Wirtz fouls it away left side, and now 3-2.
Yeah, he's retired the last 6 of 8, so again, he'd like to keep that consistency up here, give a shot, even though it's a little bit of a shot in the dark here, but you're only down by 4, chance for Doniphan County to maybe come back.
Well, certainly as we run into the later innings, you run out of time, and certainly for Doniphan County, you want to keep this thing a 4-run deficit. If you're Seneca, you certainly want to add to it, and that 3-2 pitch is outside, ball 4, so a good lengthy at-bat for Derek Wirtz, and he's at first base after the walk with nobody out. Second walk by Dimming, and that'll bring up Caden Peterson. Now, Peterson's pitched well. He has pitched all 5 innings for Seneca here tonight. And at the plate, he has reached on an error, has scored a run, and has stolen a base. Well, shout out to the either fan and or parents who is currently helping out in the infield as an umpire. Peterson takes a called strike, and it's 0-1 with Wirtz at first base, nobody out. Seneca trying to add to what is a 9-5 lead here on the home fifth.
Yeah, I just realized that you mentioned the parent that's out there. That's something you ever see. Kind of looks like your normal dad just going out there. And
yeah, they need help. He's just standing out there, arms crossed, as this one is lifted out towards the right side. It is... Was that a double play? I honestly lost that ball in the sun. Was that a line out to first?
That looked like a line out to first for the double play.
Yeah,
man, that
was
incredible defensive play there to run up two there for Doniphan County.
Wow, okay. Well, apologize. That wasn't the best call there, but immediately lost that ball in the sun, but it was a line out to first and a double up play for now 2 outs, and that brings up Levi Thomas. He fouls back the first pitch, and it's 0-1. So after a Wirtz walk, Peterson lines out into a double play. Now there's 2 outs and nobody on. The count 0-1 here on Levi Thomas, who has reached base in both of his at-bats. He has 2 singles, 2 RBIs, and a run scored. So he's been very good tonight. Dimming bends one in there for a called strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Now chance for Dimming to work and face the minimum here after giving up a leadoff walk. The 0-2 is a ground ball off the left side of the mound. It's fielded by Eberle. Bobbled. Throw is a little bit late, not in time. I wasn't expecting that. An error by Eberle, and that keeps the inning alive.
Yeah, and I mean, you might expect something a little like that after you kind of have a long break and pause. Actually, looks like the other umpire, he's coming right back out there.
Yeah, so we're good to go.
He's doing the walk to get out there. But, yeah, no, I mean, you get a pretty big break where everyone's just kind of standing around for, I mean, I'd say about 6-7 minutes. You get a little stale. You're not out there actively practicing. So that was kind of one of those, maybe. I'm not giving an excuse for it, but again, I could play into it.
Well, we're going to have a pitch hitter here. It's going to be Carter Hike. He's going to be batting here for Camden Schmitz. First time we get to see the two-time Offensive Player of the Year in football. Well, I'm sure Thunder fans excited to see him and what his senior year has in store this upcoming fall for NC football. So Carter Hike in there. Count 1-1, no strikes. Schmitz was 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a foul out. There's a hearty swing and a miss there. Now a throw down to second a little bit late. Thomas in there with a stolen base. And the count now on Carter Hike at 1-1-1. Well, I mentioned earlier I had wrote the preview story for Nemaha Central Football. Of course, Zeroninghouse is going to now come in and courtesy run for Thomas at second base. But was really going back and have known how good Carter Hike has been through the last couple of years, but just going and just seeing his stats once again on paper, it's just mind-boggling what he has been able to do over the last couple of years. Deming's going to fire one back to second base, and Roninghouse back in there standing safely. Right now the count on Hike, 1-1-1, two outs, runner at second. Here in the bottom of the fifth, Seneca's lead is 9-5. Deming sets, chest level, fires it in there. It's a little bit high, popped out of the glove of Paulino. Roninghouse takes off for third. Paulino won't throw it. Roninghouse now up 90 feet to third base. The count now 2-1 here on Hike. Here's Deming's 2-1. A little bit low and inside. Now 3-1. Let's see if Hike can come through. With two outs, count in his favor, trying to add to a four-run lead here in the later innings. Deming's 3-1. In there for a called strike. Hike thought it was 4. He chucked the bat. Now he has to make the awkward walk to go pick it up and settle back in for a 3-2 pitch.
Yeah, those are the ones that always unfortunately happen. You flip the bat.
They always go against you.
Always
you
go
always
against
gotta
you.
Always got to wait.
So, like, you know, you always might get the call more if you stay patient on it, but who knows.
Runner at third base, full count, two outs, here on Carter Hike. Deming's pitch is fouled away. We'll do it again. Now, Nemaha Central, I would guess, if not number one, I would think they are a top two team in the preseason ranks for football when we get to those ranks here in Class 2A in a little over a month or so.
Oh, they definitely, I mean, again, that... They're a great team and definitely had a chance to win the title again last year. Wouldn't really take them out of the contention of trying to do it one more time here. Hike is a senior.
3-2, 2 outs. Runner at third. Now a time called by the home plate umpire, so Hike's got to reset. 5,000-plus rushing yards in his career going into now a senior campaign.
That's a lot.
And the 3-2 just missed inside. 4. Hike takes a walk.
You can add the 90 feet there to the rushing stats.
Boy, if that only worked in that regard. But now we get to Strothman, who is 0-for-1 with a walk. Runners are at the corners with still two outs in the inning. Seneca leading Donovan County 9-5, but trying to add here with two outs. Deming sets, chest level, fires it into Strothman. It's high. The runner takes off and Hike. One hops it in. It kicks away out to center field. Everyone's safe, and everyone advances another one as Hike gets to the third. That's going to be a throwing error and another run in for Seneca. It's now 10-5. They have it doubled up.
Yeah, another unfortunate error there committed by Donovan County. And again, Paulino, another one of those players that you just don't see make a lot of those missed throws, especially during his other season of high school, but has been that cleanly here in Legion. And just unfortunately another one that gets by.
Pitch by Deming is a little bit outside to Strothman. Now the count 2-0 with now Hike all the way at third base. A 10-5 Seneca lead. They have added one here with two outs. Now this is hit well, left side and out into left field for a base hit and an RBI for Strothman. Now an 11-5 game, the lead is up to 6. Good piece of hitting there, swinging away with the 2-0 count. And just a rocket shot on the ground through the hole on the left side of the infield. And two runs with two outs here in the inning. And another six-run lead here for Seneca. It's 11-5.
Yeah, that broke a pretty steep drought, too. The last three batters who had early score positions went out. So, big good hit there for Troutman.
Here is Hienick, who takes a called strike. And it's 0-1. Fourth at bat tonight for Hienick. He is 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. So Deming with a runner at first, two outs. Now this one is fisted foul over the netting on the right side. And quickly, no balls, two strikes here on Hienick. Well, Deming has to settle back in. He's going to glance over at first, but not much of a lead there for Strothman. The pitch is a ground ball. Third base side. Blevins Fields has time. Low throw. Gets away from Griffin. Everyone is safe. Are they going to try to score Strothman? They will. He kind of stumbled around third. It won't matter. A throw doesn't even come in. And a third run across here in the inning, and the lead is 12-5. That is heady base running by Strothman.
Yeah, that's a big error there committed by Blevins. Blevins, he had a good field for the ball, but I think he just took a couple too many steps before he made the throw to first. I think he just, if he was going to make that throw, he needed to make it off that second step and not take so many extra ones. I think it just kind of put him off balance there. Yeah, the throw was off the line for the error.
So the lead is now 12-5. And there's a called strike to Jack Mackey. And it's 0-1. Well, it hasn't been the ideal inning for Doniphan County. It's not been the most traditional way to score runs, but when you're winning and trying to snap a losing streak, Seneca will not care how they score runs. Now a ground ball back to Everly at short. He'll play it to second, and they get the lead run for out number three. But three more runs score after a lengthy delay before the start of this inning. Seneca gets three on the board, and their lead is 7. It is 12-5 Seneca over Doniphan County. The sixth inning is coming up next. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Thinking about surgery? Don't go to the city when top-notch care is right here in Sabetha. Patients rave about Sabetha Community Hospital, saying they're so lucky to have such a high-quality surgery team without having to travel. That's right, exceptional surgical services close to home with the team you can trust. No travel stress, just expert care. For your next surgery, choose the quality and convenience of Sabetha Community Hospital. Call us today. Your health, our priority, right here in Sabetha.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball, powered by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Kind TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Stick around for the post game. We'll have our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. Caden Peterson back to work, pitching this sixth inning for Seneca. And the first pitch to Hayden Paulino a little bit outside for ball number one. Seneca trying to snap a losing streak here tonight. They lead Doniphan County 12-5. Paulino a ground ball. Third base side. It is fair. Long throw. Dug up nicely by Awards for out number one. 5-3 on the put out. That brings up Luke Bennett.
Yeah, and there's been no defensive changes here for Seneca. They've just done really well here on the defensive side. If their defense can lock things up here, only one run has to come through at the bottom of the inning, and that'd be that eight-run rule that could win it early for Seneca.
And Peterson has retired 5 in a row, and he bends in a called strike to Luke Bennett, and it's 0-1. So Seneca adding to their lead in the last half inning with a 3 spot. They lead it by 7. The run rule is 8 after 5 here in American Legion play. They had an opportunity to end it in that last half inning, but Doniphan County giving themselves at least one more at bat. Here's a ground ball. Oberding playing it closer to the left side of the second base bag. Fields, fires, and delivers out number two to Wirtz. As that put out is 6-3. Make it six in a row retired by Caden Peterson.
Yeah, apart from, again, the two errors that Seneca's defense has had in this game so far, they have done a really great job of playing off hops, scooping to the dirt, and especially their Wirtz on first base. He has made all kinds of stretches and angles possible for outs.
There's a swing and a miss by Taven Clary. Or, correction, this is Brendan Deming. Beg your pardon. So Deming gets his first opportunity to bat here after coming in to pitch, start that third inning. Right now the count evened up, one ball, one strike. So we've seen a couple of pitch hitters. One on each side here tonight. This is Deming's first opportunity. The 1-1 skips in there by Peterson. Now two balls, one strike. Taking the spot of Clary, who had reached on an error and had popped out into an infield fly. Time called by Deming. He is a right-handed hitter. As Caden Peterson, let's see if he can go the distance. He has pitched all 5 2/3, trying to get through inning at number six. Fastball up and in, and now the count 3-1.
Yeah, Peterson looking to do the complete game. He has been really impressive here today.
Said he has retired six consecutive batters, as this one is hit foul down the right field line, and the count runs full here on Deming at 3-2.
Yeah, keep in mind, Doniphan County, I mean, they're the second team right now by standings in this NEK American Legion baseball standings. So this could be a big win for Seneca.
And at 3-2, a little bit outside, ball four, and the inning continues as Deming works a walk. Just the second walk issued by Peterson. And that gets us to number nine in the order. This is Kobe Kaler, who is 2-for-2, two singles and a run scored. Love to keep that train going as Doniphan County running out of time. They're down 7 here with 2 outs and 1 on in the 6th. We have had an umpire change. We have had a cigarette being lit behind home plate, I think, at one point. It's been kind of a different night here in Seneca for some Legion baseball.
Yeah, I was going to keep you on your toes when we're calling Legion baseball on Wednesday.
Kaler takes a fastball high, 1-1, no strikes. Not much of a lead for Deming at first, but still being held on by Wirtz. Next pitch high, 2 balls, no strikes. Well, both teams have done a lot of their damage tonight with 2 outs. See if DC can cook something together here. Here's a lazy fly ball out to right. Strothman does not have to move much, maybe a step and a half forward, and he makes the shoulder-high catch for the out. So a 2-out walk does no harm. Peterson has pitched 6 strong innings for Seneca. Seneca trying to put this thing away. They lead it by 7 as we go to the bottom of the 6th right after this here on KNZA.
Kime TS of Sapeta is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sapeta. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sapeta.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball on KNCA, powered by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Brandon, Crendon, we got Kurt on the ones and the twos back in our studio. Seneca trying to snap a 9-game losing streak and on the verge of doing so. Could end it an inning early here, Crendon. If they can get one on the board, they lead Doniphan County 12-5.
Yeah, and be their first time beating Doniphan County this season. Again, they fell 11-10 in the first game, 13-3 in the second. Have a chance in this doubleheader today to
get off on a good start and break that 9-game losing streak.
Here is Evan Oberding leading things off against Brendan Deming in the home six. And the first pitch is popped up right side, shallow right center field. And running out is the second baseman and Ryder Davis to make an over-the-shoulder catch for out number one.
Yeah, and kind of important to mention here, Seneca, this, you know, this third, fourth, fifth batter in the batters in the order here, back in that fourth inning, they were 1, 2, and 3 to, you know, just one, three up and three down. So if you want a chance here for Dauphin County to have an inning, these are your batters to go against.
One out, base is empty for Nordis, and he swings and hacks away at the first pitch and fouls it away for strike number one. RBI single and a run scored in the first, a walk and a run scored in the second, and a ground out to second in the fourth. Three at bats for Mr. Nordis here tonight. Deming has pitched well in relief, and he skips one in there for ball number one. Now, Seneca, they have scored in all but one inning. That was the fourth. Five in the first, three in the second, one in the third, and then three more in the fifth. Now batting here in the sixth with a 7-run lead with one out and nobody on. Deming fires. Breaking ball just stayed a little bit upstairs. And the count, 2-1 here on Nordis.
Yeah, one of those big stats for them is they have at least 6 runs when they have 2 outs on the board. So that's, yeah, it's always a stat you want to look back at and congratulate yourself for.
Ground ball to the right side. Davis, who made the first out, now fields it on the ground and gets it over to Griffin at first base for a 4-3 putout and 2 up and 2 down here in the home sixth. That'll bring up Reese Garrity.
Yeah, I just mentioned just a bit ago that, again, this order, the 3 through 5, they went 3 up and 3 down back in the fourth inning. So, Dauphin County, you got a good couple of batters to try to get out to give yourself a chance in the top of the seventh.
Garrity open on that left side stance. He watches a breaking ball, and it's a little bit outside. 1-0. Garrity doubled in the first and came around to score. Off the single by Thomas, he walked, he was hit by a pitch. But the base is loaded in the second inning. He also has a ground out to short. That 1-0 is outside. 2-0 here on Garrity. Deming trying to retire the side here in the home six. Here's a good swing, but nothing to it, and it's 2-1. Well, Seneca's got multiple left-handed batters in the lineup scattered, one of those being Reese Garrity. The 2-1, outside, 3-1. Well, if Garrity gets on, Derek Wirtz on deck. As Seneca is inching closer to snapping a 9-game losing streak. It is outside, 4. And a 2-out walk. As Deming now has walked 3 in relief. And that brings up Derek Wirtz.
Yeah, Wirtz has a chance to, well, make it hurt back in the second inning. Had the RBI single. Was left stranded on second.
Wirtz has been productive. 2 RBIs with that single provided in the second inning. He has also walked and has struck out. Deming sets and fires. And it's a little bit high for 1. Garrity at first base with 2 outs. Not much of a lead for Mr. Garrity. Pitch by Deming runs up and in, and now 2-0 here on Wirtz. 12-5. Seneca, they have led it ever since their first at bat in the bottom of the first. Dauphin County scored 2 runs in the top of the first. Seneca took a 5-2 lead going into the second. They have not trailed at any point. Right now their lead is 7, and that pitch is a little bit outside. And now 3-0 here on Wirtz. Again, 1 run would end this game, an inning short. The 8-run rule. Or the 8-run rule. Garrity takes off. Deming fires it in there, and it's outside for 4. So a 4-pitch walk to Wirtz. So after 2 quick outs, Garrity a walk, Wirtz a walk, and now Peterson is set to come up, but Dauphin County's going to have another meeting on the hill here.
Big situation for Seneca, a chance to end the game. So far, 5 of 9 when runners are in scoring position. So we'll see how
the Royals would like to put up some numbers like that, wouldn't they?
Oh, I'm sure they would just like to hit one in.
They were good last night. They did get the win.
Do you know a stat that they are the only team in Major League Baseball that they have not had an extra base hit when the bases are loaded?
Very depressing stat about your favorite baseball team, Alex? All right. Well, thank you, Crendon, for that. Ruining my night. I'm just kidding. So after the meeting, Deming is still on the hill. No pitching change. Seneca, a chance to end it here with 2 outs. Their lead is 7. You're in the bottom of the 6th inning. It's 12-5. Runners at 1st and 2nd, 2 out. As Peterson steps in, first pitch by Deming is fouled straight back for strike 1. Peterson reached on an error, scored a run in the 1st. He has a line out to right. I think he lined out into a double play in his last at bat. Garrity, the runner at 2nd, Wirtz, the runner at 1st, neither being held on by the defense. Here is the pitch by Deming, a fastball missing outside, and we're evened up, 1-1. Well, we were in Atchison last week. We have been at Doniphan County. We've been in Hiawatha. We have covered pretty much all of our bases here for our Legion teams, as this one is hit very softly in the infield over the mound, and everybody's going to be safe. It fell in front of Davis, who tried to cut it off, basically right in front of second base. It's going to be an infield hit, and the bases are loaded for Levi Thomas.
Well, that was a nice little wedge to get out of the sand there for Peterson. Just a nice pop over the dirt mound. And
had a lot of backspin on that, and it was nearly a great catch. Davis just couldn't quite secure it, but he did keep it in front to keep the run from scoring. But now the bases are loaded with 2 outs for Levi Thomas. Deming trying to extend this thing with 2 outs. Here's the pitch. A little bit inside for 1.
Well, if you walk Thomas here, that would win the game for Seneca. So
he had the big hits with 2 RBIs on a single in the 1st. He is also got another single in the 3rd as Deming's next pitch is low and away to make it 2-0.
Yeah, if you're Deming here, you got to tell yourself if you get this batter to 3-0, you just start throwing whatever you can down the middle of the plate, and if it hits it, it hits it.
Bases are loaded. 2 outs. A 2-0 count here in the bottom of the 6th. Seneca, the 7-run lead on Doniphan County, and there's the called strike on the inner edge. Now 2-1 here on Levi Thomas.
It's important to remind you just need 1 out. Doesn't matter how you get it.
Every base is available for an out. Deming kicks the 2-1. It's hit out towards center field, charging in, unable to make a play is Veach, and the run is in. And that is your ball game. There was a little bit of hesitation. I was like, man, don't tell me we have been talking about this for the last 2 innings, and all of a sudden the rules are about to change. That is not the case. The run rule in effect. And an RBI knock by Levi Thomas gives Seneca the 13-5 6-inning win over Doniphan County. We'll step aside for a timeout, wrap things up when we come back here on KNZA.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
The insurance market is changing fast, and so are livestock prices. Volatility can hit your bottom line hard. At SBS Insurance, we offer livestock risk protection to help shield your operation from unexpected market swings. Don't gamble with your herd. Protect your profits. Call us today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, my name is Stephanie Grove, and I'm a licensed holistic health coach and nutritional counselor at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialties include teaching our patients the importance of gut health, educating them about healthy metabolism, and inspiring them to reach their ideal weight. I enjoy working one-on-one with our patients and love tailoring individualized lifestyle plans to meet their expectations. Our consultations are free, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get started today.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Moral Collision Repair has been family owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Moral Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back one final time here on KNZA, our American Legion Baseball broadcast coming to a close. Impressive win tonight, much needed for Seneca Post 21. They end it in six innings. On an RBI knock by Levi Thomas in the bottom of the sixth, brought in that game-winning run. Crendon 13-5. The final score is Seneca. They got out early. They scored five in the first and never trailed after that for the big-time win here tonight.
Yeah, you mentioned it. They gave up two runs on the early going at the top of the order against Dunst County. But after that, again, Seneca, they were able to find a way to respond. They had a really strong start for through their first two innings there, scoring eight runs. And then near towards the end there, scoring four runs in the last two innings there in the fifth and sixth. They went 6-10 with runners in scoring position. Overall, their first three batters who came up, they all were able to get a hit on with the runner in scoring position. So again, big at-bats here today by Seneca. A really big at-bat here today by Levi Thomas, who had three hits, including the game-winning hit, three RBIs, and also reached all four times and had two steals. It would have been Rodinghouse, but Rodinghouse came in and was able to get two runs to come through because of Thomas being the pinch runner.
Well, you might have just gave away our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game a little bit early, but that is okay. We'll get to that in a moment. But real quick, shout out to, I think, in all of our broadcasts we've had so far, I think this is the first game we have seen a pitcher throw a complete game.
Yeah, and you're absolutely
Caden Peterson going six innings. The five runs, four of which were earned, eight hits allowed, only two walks, only two strikeouts. Again, his defense had a lot of help for him, but that's been really hard to come by, is lengthy starting pitching for at least the broadcast that we have seen. But Caden Peterson, a little bit slow, but really the back half of this game, he really tightened things up and a six-inning complete game victory for Mr. Caden Peterson.
Yeah, he had a really great game, too. And he didn't, you know, go on early on trying to pitch out strikeouts. So he only had two strikeouts in the game. Both those strikeouts were back in the fifth inning, which, by the way, was his only three up and three down inning he recorded defensively. But he was able to get that done in that inning. And really, through the first four innings, he pitched great contact pitches. He gave great off-speed. The fastball going around the zone. Again, it was a great game by Peterson. You mentioned the only four runs were earned. Of course, the leadoff there by Luke Bennett's back in the fourth inning, that was an error, which then resulted into a run afterwards. But again, that was not earned. So yeah, only giving up four earned runs through six innings. That's one of the best starts and finishes that we've seen in Legion this season. And for Seneca to snap that nine-game losing streak, being able to do it like they did it to finish the game with nine hits, have a great quality start and finish by a pitcher in Peterson. Really, you ask for, you know, if you want to lazy win or a great win to snap a 9-game losing streak, you get your great win, and that should give you a lot of confidence.
Yeah. That gives you a lot of confidence.
Well, these two will play one more. Of course, our broadcast is wrapping up here as Seneca gets their 8th win of the summer, now 8-11. They're 7-10 in league play. And for Doniphan County, they dropped to 9-8. Their league record right now is 9-6. All right, again, you mentioned Levi Thomas. Well, we might as well break the bread. Our player of the game tonight brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca.
Yeah, I mentioned just a little bit ago, Seneca with a great at-bat, 9 hits today. 3 of those hits were from Levi Thomas. 3 RBIs, had the 2 RBI single back in the first inning. Also, 2 runs came through, not because of him, though, as Rodinghouse, but because he was able to get on base. 3 of those times he got on base, he had Rodinghouse come in, courtesy run for him. Rodinghouse came through twice. So, again, you attribute 5 of the runs here from the Seneca offense just kind of off him alone. That's, you know, really impressive.
All right, before we get you out of here, again, congratulations to Levi Thomas of Seneca, our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. So that's going to do it for us as we get you the totals. Before we get you on out of here, we appreciate everyone hanging with us here tonight. Seneca Post 21 defeats Doniphan County Post 55 in 6 innings by a final score of 13-5. Again, the totals for Seneca, 13 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. They left 8 on base. Doniphan County in the loss, 5 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors, and 6 left on base. Caden Peterson, the winning pitcher, he goes all 6 innings for Seneca, giving up 5 runs, 4 earned, 8 hits with 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. Game time tonight, 2 hours and 5 minutes. Up next for both on Sunday this weekend, after the big-time 4th of July holiday, Doniphan County on Sunday, they will be at home against Corning, and Seneca on Sunday, they will travel to Atchison. For Kirk Hillman, Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tabman, thanks again for hanging with us. Seneca wins it by a score of 13-5. You've been listening to American Legion Baseball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Happy 4th.
Nice one.